Welcome to the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show, the weekly mental ed show for high-achieving women professionals. Welcome back to the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show. Y'all, today we are diving into flow states. Now, this topic is a topic that I find fascinating. Not only fascinating, but truthfully, it is downright transformative. And it's all about flow states. Now, if you are tuning in and you're like, Jen, what are flow states and why does it matter to me? Well, listen, girl, this is something that will radically transform your heart, your mind, your productivity in every part of your life. It'll make you feel alive. It'll make you feel inspired. And truly, without fluff, it will make you feel and become unstoppable. I want you to think back before we dive into the nitty gritty. Think back to those moments in your life where you were completely immersed in the activity. An activity where you were so engrossed that it seemed that the time was just flying by, like in a blur. You look up, you're like, how is it already 2 hours? Maybe it was when you were working on a passion project, or you were making something beautiful. Maybe it was art, or maybe you were surfing, or maybe you were hiking or playing pickleball, or whatever it is, whatever fuels you up and lights you up. Or maybe it was when you were in this program creation mode and everything just clicked and you're like, oh my gosh, this is just pouring out of me. You're writing a book, you're in a presentation, like whatever it is. And you feel like you're on top of the world. Y'all listen, it doesn't just stop here. This, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing is what's called flow state. And it has a profound impact on your personal passions and also your professional endeavors. So whether you're on a hike, whether you are finding this creativity of an artist in you or an adventurer or a dreamer or a doer, whatever it is, wherever you find yourself where that time stands still, that's where the magic happens. It's where you lose yourself in this state of sheer bliss of just being completely immersed in the moment. A side story here, when we were in Costa Rica a few months ago, there was one of our campus leaders who was a local Costa Rican, and his name was Francisco. Oh, he was the best. And he was a surfer. And I was talking to him about the moment of being in the wave, right? Being in that rip curl. And he had the exact same response of last year when I was in the North Shore in Hawaii and we were taking surfing lessons. And our instructor had the exact same response as the surfer and our camp leader in Costa Rica. And they both said, when you are in the curl, right? So if you can imagine a wave, this is probably not proper surfing etiquette, and it peaks, like it crusts over, and you catch that ride and you are riding right in the middle of that wave. Both of those men said that it's like time stands still. You are so in that wave and you don't think about anything else. You're just riding the wave. You're fully immersed in this sensory experience in that flow state. Now, whether it is this moment of surfing, or we can capture that flow in this zone of wherever you're at, that focus, that creativity, that performance is when you're at your peak. And it's a secret weapon for unlocking your full potential, the maximized impact that you are called to create, to live out in this lifetime. So for high-achieving women who are here, we are often the masters of multitasking. We are perpetual go-getters and tapping into this flow It will be like you discovering a superpower that will enable you to operate at your absolute best. And it honestly takes us out of this perpetual grind. Okay, so listen, if you are chasing your dreams, or if you are in a season where you are just simply savoring those simple pleasures of life, or you're doing both, the flow state is going to be your absolute secret sauce for success and for fulfillment. Okay, for success and for fulfillment. So looking at flow state, I think if we understand what flow state is, its characteristics, its sense of absorption, its sense of concentration, and how we're able to gravitate and cultivate it in our lives, it's going to be the game changer for you, right? So when I think about flow state, I'm like, okay, how can I describe this? My best way to describe this is to look at the different examples of flow state in your own life. Because it's very easy for me to give you a Webster dictionary definition of what the flow state is, or I can give you actual examples of how you might experience flow state in your own life. And that's one thing that's really important to remember is how I experience flow state might be and most likely will be completely different than how you experience flow state. So these are going to be examples of flow state that I've experienced in my own life and flow states that I have helped hundreds of thousands of clients and women just like you experience, and I've witnessed it in their life as well. So don't let this list be an end-all be-all, but rather seeds of encouragement, seeds of an inclination to go within to discover where that flow state might be in your life. So you might find flow state when you're writing or when you're journaling and you're so engrossed in the writing of words that they just flow effortlessly from your pen or from the keyboard. So this could be like you writing maybe a book that you have on your heart. It could also be you just journaling. I know some mornings when I, usually on the weekends, when I have more space to just really take my time and go deep with journaling, I can spend 20, 30 minutes and it feels like it's just been 1 minute because I'm so in it. That's a really good example of flow. We have some women who are in here who love painting, who love crocheting, who love creating beautiful things with their hands. I did a wood painting class in Hawaii a few years ago, and it was really my first experience with art outside of seventh grade, you know, pinch pot class or whatever it is. And it was so in the moment. I just got lost in the moment. Cooking, right? If you are cooking a meal and you're so focused on the recipe and the ingredients and the music and the chopping and the smells and all of the deliciousness that's happening, that's a really good example of flow state. Playing a sport. You guys know that I love, my newfound love with pickleball is just zen. It just zens me out. I love it with my husband. I love it with friends. I love it with couples. It is such a fun game. And I find that when I'm playing pickleball, not only is it fun to pick out really cute outfits, but it's just so flowy. It's a flow. I get in the flow. Same with yoga or meditation. This is hard. I'm not going to lie. This is really hard for me. I have found that I used to hate yoga. If Birdie was listening to this, he would say, "Mom, don't say that word. That's a strong word." I shouldn't say that because we always tell our kids that's a strong word. What else can we say? I used to not like yoga because it was so hard for me to slow down my mind, to slow down my brain. Okay. However, I am learning to love yoga. I am learning to slow down my mind, to slow down my body. And although it's really hard, I have found that I can get into this flow state, definitely not for the whole practice. That's something I'm working towards, but for a few seconds, for a few minutes. And when I can find it, it's magic. It's magic. I think gardening is another example of us being able to tap into our sweet spot. For those of us who love to garden, me, I had this idea of thinking that I like to garden, but I kill everything. Like, I don't know, raspberry bushes, kale, carrots, peonies, everything I try to grow dies. And I'm like, I just want to be in the garden and with the dirt and tending to the garden. And I just can't figure it out. However, I know women, like even my mom is a great example, who love to garden and they just go out there and they just are in it. And to me, it looks like flow. I cannot find that with gardening, but I've seen women do it. The last example I want to give here is engaging in a meaningful conversation. Okay, this is something that is so special to me because when you are engaged and you know what I'm talking about, it's like your eyes lock, your souls lock, you are in this meaningful conversation with somebody and you are so focused on listening and responding, and both of you have such this soul-to-soul connection, you're in this state of flow and you feel so deeply connected to each other that you are sharing thoughts, you're sharing ideas, you're sharing emotions, you're on this journey together. And those conversations are rare, but they're intentional, right? And so when you're aware of them, you can make them more common in your life, right? So this list, it's not an end all be all. These are examples of how flow state can show up in your life. And it's a very different approach than the very masculine peak performance, blah, blah, blah stuff out there today, right? It's like, what, I just feel so artificial and it feels so superficial. This is the undermasking layer of what flow can be like in your life. And here's the really cool part. I'm going to go Dr. Jen mode on you for a sec, because there's actual neuroscience behind flow states. There's different regions in each of our brains where neurotransmitters, they're involved in making and firing this optimal experience for you. Okay, so how? Well, let's just look. We're not gonna go into a whole science lesson, but a few parts of the brain where you're like, oh my gosh, this is actually making scientific sense. Number one, the prefrontal cortex. Okay, this is the part of your brain. It's the front of your brain, and it's responsible for all the executive functioning decisions, right? Okay, so decision making, planning, problem solving. And what's really interesting is during flow states, the activity in your prefrontal cortex, so the first part of your, the front part of your brain, it tends to decrease. So this is like a temporary shutdown of your inner critic, of that self-monitoring part of your brain that's always allowing us to, not always, but it tends to allow us to enter the state of self-doubt, overthinking, right? Just really being hard on ourselves. But when we're engaged in this concentration and this focus, we're free from that. And that's really healthy for our brain. It becomes more normal for your brain. Okay. The amygdala, this is the emotional center of your brain, and it is responsible for helping all of us process through emotions. And really, those fear and anxiety emotions are prime in here. Okay. So when you are in a flow state, the activity, so that firing that's happening in your amygdala, it actually decreases, which helps you lead into this sense of calmness and relaxation. And it's going to help your brain to reduce the fear, to reduce the anxiety, and to allow you to fully immerse yourself into the present moment without being hindered with those negative emotions. So you're like, yeah, go prefrontal cortex, go amygdala. The last part of the brain, there's all kinds of parts of your brain firing and working here, but these three are the main that I want to hit, main that I want to hit on today, is the hippocampus. So the hippocampus is a crucial piece in memory formation and memory retrieval. So what's really interesting, girls, is that during flow states, the activity in your hippocampus, it actually decreases as well. So this is like a temporary suppression of memory retrieval, which kind of explains why time seems to fly by during that flow season, because your brain isn't actively storing new memories of the experience. So this perception of time, it becomes distorted and you're in that zone. So it's really cool that you're able to not only experience it, but also know what's happening scientifically in your brain. And then what begins to happen, whether you're at the workplace or you're at home, or you're in the community or whatever role or whatever hat you're wearing, you start to notice increased productivity, increased creativity, increased job satisfaction, increased life satisfaction. And there's so many things that begin to manifest themselves, and you find that fulfillment and that joy begin to take root, and your life satisfaction and your overall well-being begins to improve. So do you see why finding your flow state, it's not just this fancy word that people are throwing out there, although a lot of people are, there's real significant truth behind it when you are able to unmask it. So I want to close us out today with a few practical strategies for you to include. And here's the kicker: sustain the flow state in your life. Because it's one thing to include it and to be really hot and heavy with it for a week or a month and then have it fall off. Where the rubber hits the road is when you can sustain the flow state in longevity, right? Over an extended period of time, preferably throughout your life. So when I started to think about, okay, how have I been able to sustain this and create this in my own life? The very first thing that popped up to me was I had to get clear on my goals and my challenges. So when I think about goals, they are very clear and they are achievable for the task or the activity that I am working towards. And it's this just right challenge. So when I'm setting goals for kids in the clinic or for clients who are high achieving professionals, there's this term that I like to use called the just right challenge. And it's this perfect blend between challenge and skill level. Because when the challenge that you're facing matches your skill level, you're going to be more likely to enter this state of flow. When you match this and then you pair it with breaking down larger tasks into smaller, manageable chunks, you're going to be able to maintain your focus and your momentum moving forward. Okay, so that is the first part. The second is looking at distractions. Distractions are one of the biggest killers to your dreams and to not living your life fully and on purpose. And I believe that God has called each of us to live a life full, abundant, and on purpose. But when you are so distractive and your work environment or your home environment is not conducive for optimizing flow because you have so many distractions and interruptions, it ain't gonna work. So turn off the distractions by turning off notifications, finding a quiet space to work, and establish boundaries to protect your focus. You have to protect your focus. Website blockers, noise-canceling headphones, anything that you can do to implement and maintain concentration is going to be huge for you. These are strategies that we walk through and break down for my clients. So if you want more info, stay tuned towards the end of this episode to learn more. The last thing is looking at establishing rituals and routines. Okay, this is what is going to anchor everything together, because when you are able to establish rituals and routines, it's going to signal to your brain that it's time to enter a state of flow. So this could involve you setting a specific time and place for work, or to incorporate activities like meditation or breath work to calm your mind and to prepare for focused work. So you have the tools and the strategies for mindfulness and for presence, for mindfulness and for presence. So you want to be able to anchor yourself into your awareness throughout the day. And that's going to keep you anchored in the present, and it's going to reduce your mental clutter. One of the biggest mistakes that I made in my life, ironically, when we were on the route to being our most successful on paper, which caused my huge breakdown of a person, was because I was running so hard. I was running so fast. I didn't have the rituals and the routines that anchored my soul in place. And my mind and my soul and my habits and my thoughts and my decision making went elsewhere. So I cannot emphasize the importance enough of establishing routines and rituals that will anchor you throughout the day. And also knowing when you need to step back, knowing when you need to say no, knowing when you need to take a day, having the autonomy, having the discernment, having the authority, having all of these things to do what's best for you and to, again, to protect that focus, to protect your space is going to be huge for you in sustaining regular flow state over time. And listen, when you engage in those anchoring moments and the regular reflection and self-assessment, and you can seek feedback from yourself and gather that support from others, that's going to really help you in not only practicing consistent self-care that honors the flow state, but help you cultivate an overall growth mindset that honors the flow that I believe we are all called to live out. Because the flow states, friends, they're going to be your catalyst for success. They are a very powerful tool for us, mind, body, and soul. And when we can tap into that and understand what flow states are for your life, how to implement strategies that enhance flow in your life, and then how to sustain those strategies over time so you can continue to expand and grow, you are going to just live in this space to thrive, to create more ease, to harness this power, and to fully embody and release this creativity and productivity and greater fulfillment in all aspects of your lives. So my challenge for you today is to figure out what flow means for you and your life and how you can unlock it and live out that full potential in a way that you've never thought possible. Next week, we're going to talk about how to awaken your mind and to activate your soul, which will really be a nice stepping stone for the flow state. So make sure that you tune in to next week. And hey, if you loved this episode, do me a solid. Please leave a honest rating and a review on iTunes. Y'all, I'm trying to get us to 150 reviews on iTunes, and we are almost there. So if you could take a few seconds to do that, it would mean the absolute world to me. Share this episode out with your friends who are also podcast listeners to let them know to subscribe to the show. You can share it out on social media. Tag me. I would love to hear what your greatest takeaway is. And if you want to go deeper with this content, if you want to learn more about how to unmask in your life via one-on-one support, via team support, if you want to get away and experience the excursions that we hold, these containers with private retreats and different things, if you want me to come speak, whatever it is for you, if however you feel led to connect with me, shoot me a DM on Instagram. Go to our website, drjenniferblossom.com, click the contact tab, and you'll see how to connect with me in different ways that you can go deeper with the programs, the services, and the experiences that we offer here at Blossom Leadership. All right, I love you guys. I'll see you back here next week. Same place, same time. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show. Remember, every week is an opportunity for you to grow the leader within.